the Saturday Light Brigade has been a tradition here since 1978 in Pittsburgh. And having you here as part of it, especially on Pittsburgh's Bicentennial Day, is really special. And it's also wonderful to welcome a couple guests. Phil and Leo are here with us. They're what is called a big little pair of big brothers, big sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. I just, brothers works out for me. Let me start with Phil. Hey, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from, what you do?
Sure. Hello, Larry. Nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
I am originally from Northern Virginia, but I moved here about 3.5 years ago, and I am currently living in Wexford. I got involved with the Big Brothers about 2.5 years ago, and it's really been a great experience.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
I moved here for work. I work in financial planning, so I decided to give Pittsburgh a shot and get out of the hustle bustle of the Northern Virginia area. And Pittsburgh's really been a nice city to settle into. So
yeah, I could imagine. Were you in Virginia most of your life?
Yep, pretty much my whole life. So that was a little bit of a change, but Pittsburgh's got a lot to offer. And getting involved with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters was a great way to kind of get involved in the community and really meet other like-minded people who want to give back and help out.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something we haven't talked about too much. In addition to having a new personal relationship, you also get a chance to meet other men and women who care about being a mentor or role model for kids.
Right.
And it provides you with some social activities in that respect, too. Let's say hello to Leo. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit about you, how old you are, where you go to school.
I'm 13 years old, and I go to Shaler Middle School.
That's a great school. Have you ever had Dr. Gerlach?
Not yet.
Not yet, but she teaches, I think, the grade ahead of you, maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent school. We've had a lot of students from Shaler on before. Who is there anybody in your family you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to while you're on the radio?
I think definitely my mom for helping me with all this.
Excellent. Anybody else?
Probably my brother as well.
What's his name?
Jesse.
So what kind of things do you like to do for fun, you yourself?
I think definitely being outside a lot and also playing video games and stuff.
Both. Sometimes that's not balanced. That's
right.
Good. Now, there's a Titan Trail near where you live that I don't know much about. Do you know anything about it?
I've definitely heard about it, but I haven't gone to it yet.
It may not be complete yet, but I know there Titans is the school nickname, right? So I know there's been some work on it. When you're outside, I mean, do you like to hike or sports? Or
usually just ride around my bike or kick around soccer ball or play basketball or baseball.
Oh, excellent. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I think definitely be either a drummer or a priest.
A drummer or a priest?
I've talked
that
about doing
correctly.
Both.
Do you play drums now?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a paradiddle? Paradiddle, right, left.
Right, left,
right, right,
left,
left, right, left, left, right, left, right.
He's got what
left.
It takes.
How about a flam?
I kind of remember flam. I think it's like
yeah,
the,
yeah, that's it.
Kind of both.
Five-stroke roll, mama, dada, stop, or something. That's how I learned it.
But he's got some time to figure that out.
You've got some time. Can you tell I learned how to play drums? What do you like to play, a drum set, or are you playing in a school band or anything?
So far, I just play the snare for my school band.
That's good. Snare is not an easy instrument to play. I played timpani, you know, the kettle drums, and people thought that was hard. And I mean, it did take skill. But I think the snare drum was really tough because you have to be really precise. There's no room for error on that. Well, that's great. So tell me I'm curious, how long have you guys been together, and what was it like to meet each other?
We've been together 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yep. So it seems like a long time, but it's hard to believe that it's been 2.5 years. It's really gone by fast. What was it like to meet each other? Initially, it was a little awkward because we were both coming into this and we hadn't had any experience. It was a new experience for both of us, of course. So we met together with the match specialist, I think it's called, and she kind of bridged the communication, kind of asked questions to facilitate the communication because we did at the time, we didn't know what we had in common and what we didn't. So they made that process easier, and the Big Brothers is very helpful about facilitating interaction and having a lot of different events to allow you to get more comfortable with one another, which was great. So we started out, we were meeting every week just to really get through that awkward kind of phase, which I think either way, I mean, we're 20 years apart, so I mean, we don't have as much in common initially, or you don't know. So more interaction, getting to know, your commonalities and your differences, meeting more on the front end was important. We still meet every other week or so. But it's been interesting how our relationship has evolved.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned awkward, because that's really honest, right? It would be a little strange at first to meet somebody you've never met before that you're going to be hopefully spending time with. What was it like on your end?
I think it was definitely awkward and like kind of strange to go out and like do stuff with somebody else that I don't as much know. But as we spent like more time doing stuff, it got a lot easier to talk to him and a lot better.
I will also say that I don't have any kids of my own, so I spend little time in my day-to-day life hanging out with kids. So it allowed me some time to kind of think outside of myself for a change, which, at times is hard. So to do that, to say, oh, I got to relate to an 11-year-old at the time, Leo's 13 now, is kind of a challenge at first. All right, what do I talk about? I can't talk about the stock market. You know what I mean? So some of the stuff that I'm dealing with on a day-to-day basis, he may not care about. He still doesn't. So it's different.
So Leo, the Russell 500 is... let's talk about that.
Right.
Let's talk about the debentures.
I still try to get him talking about it. He's just not picking up on it. So we talk video games. And it's
Leo, have you taught Phil anything or introduced him to things that he didn't know before he met you?
I think definitely a lot of like Pittsburgh stuff, since he's not from Pittsburgh, kind of doing a lot of fun stuff around here, like more like kind of in the city stuff, which was really fun.
Like what?
A lot of like the Big Brothers and Big Sisters events. Some of them were downtown and kind of walking around doing stuff with Phil, stuff that like you wouldn't normally do kind of downtown, and kind of like get to explore even parts that I didn't really know of Pittsburgh. So
that's cool. Can you tell me about one of those, like what one of them was?
I think our scavenger hunt that we did.
Right.
That was pretty fun, going around downtown.
We didn't do that well because it was a local Pittsburgh scavenger hunt. So there were clues to say, such and such happened at, back when. And I don't know the city that well. So we ended up being like in last place. But it was fun. It was a good learning experience for me to kind of learn more and get more familiar with the surrounding area of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
stuff like that. He knew a lot more than me.
Well, you were only here at the time. Gosh, you became a Big Brother pretty quickly after you got to Pittsburgh, now that I do the math, right?
Right. It was a year or so afterwards. Yeah. And a big reason for that, my boss at Allegheny Financial Group, he is the president of the Beaver Group, Ralph Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ralph Boyd.
Absolutely.
Early on was encouraging me to get involved. He thought I would be a good Big Brother, and I told him I'll do it. And I kind of put it off for a little while. In the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to do it, but I was uncomfortable or not sure about it because I had never done it before. But I'm really glad that I did that, and he's who can encourage me to get involved.
So Leo, if there's other folks, like maybe 10 or 11 who – are thinking about being a Big Brother, Would you have any advice for them if they're maybe a little nervous about like going through that awkward stage?
I think definitely like meeting more, how we kind of met like every week or so, or meeting more than you would a couple years later, like more talking to each other kind of, and doing fun stuff that you can talk about later also. So,
and what about just sort of sticking with it? Does it take any patience, do you think, like at the beginning?
Some of it, I think, was, but a lot of it, it was not as hard to stick with it because you kind of were doing a lot of fun stuff, so you didn't really have to worry about the awkwardness or anything. You were just having fun.
I will say that the match has been really beneficial for both of us. So although the little may be unsure because a lot of kids their age aren't meeting with somebody who's older like that, you're going to get exposed to a lot that you wouldn't otherwise. It has nothing to do with kids your age. It's your thing. And it's going to allow you to mature, I think, a lot. Because you're hanging around somebody who's a lot older and they know, who's kind of unbiased. They're not your parents. They're not your family. And they're going to tell you, and they're going to try to help you in any way they can.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's, for him, I would think it's been beneficial. And for me, you know, it's been really helpful as well. So,
and Cheryl Jones is here too from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. She's got a big smile on her face as she listens to the two of you talk. Big Brothers Big Sisters really gets it. They know how to help kids and adults establish a relationship. There's probably a lot of parents that would benefit from some of the resources you offer to help develop those relationships.
Yeah, I want to comment. I mean, listening to these guys, it's pretty fun. And one of the things I see them at a lot is we have a great partnership with the YMCA. And about once a month, we have big Saturdays at the Y. And these guys are pretty regular attendees, and they are both mean dodgeball and capture the flag players. So
So
those kind of activities are very helpful.
You want to be a priest and you're a mean dodgeball yeah. player. I know mean is in good. Yeah.
He's got to let his frustration.
I got to reconcile that.
You could be the drumming priest.
See, that's what we thought. It's a great idea.
Do you ever watch the show The Middle?
No.
At all? There's a priest that plays the guitar on The Middle. You would be better than him. He always writes songs that are kind of, I don't think he's a priest. I think he's a minister of some sort. it's you guys. You seem like brothers looking at you. You've been around for a long time. I can tell you've had a relationship for a long time. I can imagine, too, I don't know if you think 5 years from now when maybe you're thinking about college or what to do after high school, it'll be nice that you're there, you know, as part of the future too.
Right. Well, I mean, we're certainly going to stay in communication, and we're going to attack whatever comes along. So it's good to have that.
I brought along a family pass to the Children's Museum that you can use. Now,
thank you.
Most stuff here is for younger kids, but there's an area called Make Shop right by where you walked in that has soldering, a 3D printer, circuitry. It's really geared towards older kids. There's also an area called Water Play. I don't know if you've been here before.
Yeah,
Water Play's fun no matter how old you are. I've got a radio broadcasting patch here for each of you.
Great, thank you.
I forgot to grab the other one I have. Cheryl, have you? Maybe Cheryl needs a radio patch.
I haven't received a patch yet, Larry. Thanks, Larry.
Cheryl got a patch. And if you're really into it, you can go to the Make Shop and sew this on today. But that's happened before, but I'll leave that up to you. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say? It's really terrific to have you here.
I've got a quick thing. I think people who are volunteering are a little concerned initially about the time commitment, and I was too. And it really is kind of what you make it. Initially, I wanted to get involved more, and I did. There was no obligation to do that. Big Brothers really wants you to big brothers, big sisters, want you to try to maintain a relationship at least every other week, communicate in some way if you can get together. But it just becomes a part of your life, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. We'll get together and we'll eat dinner. We'll get together. We'll see a movie. And it hasn't been an inconvenience really at all. You know, I mean, it's just becomes a part of your lifestyle. And it's not it's less of a commitment than people expect it to be. So just something to keep in mind for those that are considering it.
Yeah, I would imagine your life in financial services is full of appointments and scheduled items and things that are somewhat rigid. And if you're able to fit this in, and it's probably an oasis actually to have something very different. Maybe I'm misperceiving, but it seems like anybody could do this.
Right, and it's fun. I mean, you'll get together, and it allows me to go to the YMCA and play dodgeball and have an excuse to do that and go to see some of these kids' movies that I have a reason to go see. And, so it's kind of different and a cool experience.
Anything you wanted to add, Leo?
I think definitely that the Big Brothers Big Sisters kind of like community has been a lot better, and it just allows everyone to kind of have a fun experience.
Great. Well, thank you both for being here. And Cheryl, I'm going to take their picture while I ask you if you have any.
Well, first of all, I think they should be on our payroll. They do a really good job promoting the agency. They're pretty awesome. We are in the midst of a really big push for volunteers. We're growing our program leaps and bounds. Our Mentor 2.0 program is going into Propel this coming year, so we're going to need another 60 to 80 big brothers, big sisters to help with that Mentor 2.0 program. So we're always looking for volunteers. So if you want to get involved in something as great as these guys have just described to you, I'd love you to reach out to us.
Excellent. And that's bbbspittsburgh.org.
Correct.
And that's how you can get more information. Thank you, all three of you, for being here. I'm going to put your picture up on our Facebook page right away so people know exactly what you look like. And keep in touch, and be careful out there. It's a busy morning.
That's crazy.
Take care.